Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Pam Stack, and this is Authors on the Air. We're proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. If you're joining us live this morning, would you please click the follow button on Blog Talk Radio? To find out more about our show and the other shows in the network, please visit our website, which is being reconstructed. Don't panic. Everything will be caught up real soon at authorsontheair.com. You can also visit us on Facebook. Like us so you'll know what's going on and who's coming to visit, and that's at facebook.com, Authors on the Air. You can follow us on Twitter, at Authors on the Air, and we are in all the other social media. If it's Tuesday, it must be Author on the Road, and if it's Author on the Road, it must be Jenny Milchman. Hi, Jenny. How are you
today? Hi. So I'm great today, thanks. How are you?
We happen to be in the same state. And I'm very excited to report that we actually spent time together this past week, a lot of time, as a matter of fact, on one of your book stops in Sanibel Island at McIntosh Books and Paper and at the luncheon they held for you at the Greenhouse Grill, owned by Diane. What a fabulous afternoon.
Can I wax rhapsodic? I mean, it was really one of the high points of the trip. I mean, it was great to see you. I mean, this truly is the magic of the trip. When the virtual, you know, we've been talking through time zones and across some invisible thing that I don't even know what it is. It's not radio waves, but whatever it is. You know, for 5,000 miles, and all of a sudden we see each other with the shells, and you give us fruit, and my kids love you, and, you know, that's the magic of the trip. And then the bookstore was just,
The whole thing could not have gone better. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to Susie and Rebecca from McIntosh Books and Paper. If you ever get on Sanibel Island in Captiva, they are the kind of not really, but barrier islands. They're islands that jut out from the coast of Lee County here out of Fort Myers, Captiva, where I live. And it's a 30-minute drive, very close to me, and absolutely, exquisitely beautiful. And we couldn't have been more welcome. I was there ahead of Jenny and her family, and everybody was so nice. I think I took 50 photographs of that store from every angle known to man. They even had a chalkboard out front. Welcome author Jenny Milchman. And in walked Jenny and her hunk of a husband and her adorable children, who I absolutely love and wanted to take home with me because they are so cool. Jenny and I exchanged little gifties to each other, and one of the things she brought to me was a gigantic bag of Jelly Bellies, because on a previous tour, she had passed by the Jelly Belly factory and knew that that was, like, one of my favorite things. I have to tell you, Jenny, that there are very few left.
Well, and you can never have too many Jelly Bellies. I'm sorry there wasn't a...
one at a time, and I'm almost through that gigantic bag.
Well, we'll just have to go back. I think it's in, where was it? I don't even remember. We'll look it up, and we'll go back and get you. That was the biggest bag. I wanted to get more, but, you know.
I know. No, you would have, you have so much room in your car when you're traveling. So I want to thank you for that. But also, the folks at Macintosh Books arranged for a luncheon. And so everybody got a copy of your book and the most exquisitely delish food. A shout to Diane Badalich, who owns the Greenhouse Grill. This is on Periwinkle Way in the exact same shopping center as Macintosh Bush Books, who had these 20 fantastic women there. And Jenny, doing her thing, she had a little podium and fresh flowers. The food was outrageous. It was so good.
I agree.
Yeah. Boy, what a great day. And everybody had questions, and everybody got their photo taken. So you'll have to go to my page, which is the number 4 Pam Stack on Facebook, and it's duplicated on Jenny's page. That stop alone, there were 50 pictures just because I was there.
And you know, I want to make – yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you say.
Well, I want to hear what you were going to say, but I just – two things that your words are pointing out that I want to shine a light on, and one is the success of that kind of event. I mean, when a bookseller brings, you know, different businesses together, so the Greenhouse Grill, you know, and Macintosh Books sort of come together for this – you know, extra fun day. It's a book talk, but it's also, as you said, lunch with this wonderful food and iced tea being poured and tiramisu for dessert. I can say no more. Even better than Jelly Bellies. You know, and that's when I think a book event really sort of flies, because people are so, you know, it's a whole afternoon out. It's a whole kind of adventure. And it's one of the things that I see booksellers doing out on the road that really engages the community.
Well, not only that, they had put an article in the local magazine. Sanibel Island and Captiva are very much artist-friendly communities. So you will find tons and tons and tons of tourists out there, but there are also some very fine bookstores and also really great artists that live out there and wonderful restaurants like Greenhouse Grill. So they announced it. We had a great time talking about our books tour on Authors on the Air, and the librarians came, because the librarians on Sanibel Island are not part of the county library system. So they have to fundraise and figure out, the towns have to figure out how to support their libraries. And there were both of the librarians there as guests of Macintosh Books and Paper and the restaurant. It really was a great day.
Yeah.
So then you go to my most favorite bookstore in the world, owned by Mitch Kaplan, Books and Books, in Coral Gables. That's Miami, for those of you who don't know, on Aragon Avenue in Coral Gables. This is a landmark. Mitch Kaplan has been credited with starting the Miami Book Fair International, which is probably the second largest book event after BEA in New York. He's got shops all over the place. And is he the most generous, delightful person? He brings all the best authors there and provides workshops for emerging authors, does a pitch fest in collaboration with the community college. Tell me about your experience at Books and Books, because I know you know that store well.
Well, and first of all, I mean, I just feel so honored to get to appear there, because I actually went to Books and Books for the first time with my debut last year, and you're right, it's one of those bookstores that has changed the face of books in this country, you know, because of Mitchell and all he does. So it's a beautiful bookstore. And people who are listening can get a feel for how much I love food. telling you that it has a cafe that I got to sit in for about 3 hours before talking to a journalist from the Miami Examiner. I'll give her a shout-out, Rosa St. Clair. And we had this long conversation over cupcakes, because why would you not? And then went into the bookstore. And the bookstore is almost like a museum. I mean, not a museum in the sense of artifacts, but a museum in the sense of its beauty. And so
and the architecture.
And it looks small on the outside in this kind of, not adobe, but whatever the Florida equivalent kind of stucco, you know, that tropical architecture. But then you go in and the ceilings just soar and the books are all the way up to the ceiling. And they have a whole book room. I find this very interesting. That's sponsored. And this is for the art books. So these are the books that, you know, they might be $250 for a look at Gauguin through the ages or something. You know, so it really is like being in just an artist's haven. And
Even their small one on South Beach, they have a larger restaurant and a smaller version, but they do have, indeed, the center of the bookstore there is all about art. Miami is just a haven for the best artists right now. I mean, Art Basel goes there. We have such an eclectic architecture. Coral Gables, the city that you were in, is very Mediterranean architecturally styled. But there are places that are very, there's a German village, there's a French village, there are all the Art Deco on Miami Beach. So, which is very in tune with the surroundings of Miami, and so bless him. And so you spoke there, and I know there are tons of fun there. And then you went to another favorite place, which is Murder on the Beach.
Oh, Murder on the Beach. So fun. Yeah, and the attendees in Florida, I have to say, have just so engaged. And interestingly, in Florida, I think this might be one of the first places I've seen this. They run the gamut from young to, you know, much more experienced. So in Miami, you know, there were a couple of 20-somethings who were interested in the writing life. At Murder on the Beach, it was wonderful because I got to see some local authors who I know via Facebook, you know, mystery authors themselves who came I'm going
to
be bad with names. One person I missed seeing was Joanna Campbell Slan. I'll give her a shout-out because I was supposed to see her here in – she's great, and yes, Joanne, I'm going to write you today. I'm so sorry that it did not work out for us to see each other. But an author who is new to me, her first name is Carol, and I don't recall her last name at the moment, but she wrote a kind of chick-litty mystery book that I had to buy, so I have that. And, you know, just a real outpouring of warmth
here in
Florida. There is
there's a huge group of authors who go to Murder on the Beach all the time. And they have even a book club series. They have a wine lovers series. So the bookstores are really multidimensional. For example, at Books and Books, they have Microphone Night where they have music. They have Poetry Slam. They have an in-house publishing for an indie for an indie store. Very, very very book-centric, so I'm really glad that you're enjoying my home state. And you also went another place, and my mind is blocked.
Vero Beach welcomed me to being an author back in day, and I got to be there again last night. And, you know, Vero Beach, I first met many of the booksellers whom I've seen here in Florida, I first met when I went to SIBA, which is the Southern Independent Booksellers Association kind of annual conference, and it was held in Naples the year I went. And that was courtesy, my independent publicity firm is called JKS Communications, and they actually had me go to SIBA. And I remember talking to my publisher and my publicist, and my publicist sort of saying, not at JKS, but my publisher said, well, it's not the most Southern book, Jenny. And I said, I know, it's kind of a weird idea. I'm not quite sure what will happen, but I'd like to go. And, hey, I'm close by. I'm in Portland, Oregon, so it's pretty easy to get down to Naples, Florida. So that is what we did in the summer of 2012. We drove from Portland, Oregon, about as far as you could go, to Naples, Florida. And we had a fabulous time. And that's where I met Joanne from Murder on the Beach and Cynthia from Vero Beach and I can't even remember who put me in touch. Rebecca,
yep.
You know, and all of these booksellers kind of now it's 2 years later and they're still sort of extending that warm SIBO welcome, and many from North Carolina, but we'll talk about this when I am in North Carolina, but, you know, and Georgia and all that. But, you know, yeah, it was just, that was a very momentous kind of thing in my, you know, life as an author, and it's still having a ripple effect down here in Florida. So
I'm
I was
so
at Vero
glad.
Beach last night, and, you know,
and
a lovely
you're
crowd.
You're going to Savannah now.
Up north, we're headed north.
Okay, so are you any place tonight? Are you in a
tonight,
bookstore
no.
tonight? Okay,
no,
so
tonight's
the
travel day. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you are, however, appearing in Savannah, aren't you?
Absolutely. At the Book Lady with mystery author Tina Whittle, who writes a very cool series for Poison Pen Press. And we'll both be there. And that's going to be another interesting thing where Joni, the bookseller at the Book Lady, has set up a wine and cheese reception in an art gallery, and we'll all sort of hang out there and then migrate over to the Book Lady for a more formal talk. So another interesting kind of pairing of fun.
Love that. I love that. And Savannah is a place that inspires a lot of writers. It's old, it's gothic, it's got, you know, intrigue and mystery all its own. And it's a beautiful, old southern town. It's absolutely exquisite, so you're going to love it. Where are you going afterward?
What a good question. Okay, afterwards we had, so it's the 4th of July, and we'll be headed up to North Carolina, and again, one of the very first bookstores that ever, you know, sort of made me an author is McIntyre's, Pete Mock's McIntyre's in Fearington Village, which is near the Triangle, but not right in there. And it's going to be a fun kind of series of events because I'll be at McIntyre's, and then there's going to be a potluck dinner at mystery author Judy Hogan's house. This is open to anybody who emails me. Just let me know you're coming, and I'll tell you what to bring. And then Judy has a farm, and it's going to be a fun kind of. So if you're listening and you're
now,
in the Triangle,
which day are you in? Are you? Is this?
Okay, so this is July 5th. So if you don't have holiday weekend plans and you'd like to join us, there's kind of book stuff going on and
then a
party to follow.
You have the 4th off. You'll be in North Carolina for the 4th?
I think we'll have to get there, yeah. I'm editing the new book now, so it's always, you know, if I find a place that's quiet and I can sit and work, I'll take it. But probably we'll get to North Carolina, certainly by the evening of the 4th. And then my event McIntyre's is early. It's at 11 a.m. on the 5th.
Okay. And then on the 6th, Saturday, is that a travel day for you?
Yes, because, I'm giving a talk to Sisters in Crime. They're right there in the Triangle. The might be the Raleigh chapter of Sisters in Crime. And then we steam north because I have to be in New York City for Thriller Fest by the 7th. So fly north, drop off the kids, get to New York City. It's going to be a little crazy. I'm trying not to quite think about it.
And are you going to stay through the last night of Thriller Fest?
Yes, I will be there at the banquet. Absolutely.
Good.
Yes, we'll have fun there too.
This is your quick East Coast trip, but certainly not all of it, because after Thriller Fest, you go kind of fill in the gaps then too, don't you? You go back up north, and then you still have got another month and a half on the road, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're nowhere near done. Thank goodness. I'd be sad if we were. Yeah, we'll be on the after Thriller Fest. We're still on the road for another, exactly what you said, about 6-7 weeks.
And so now what you're doing is you are editing the next book.
The next book, yeah.
And now I've figured it out since I've now seen how you travel and met your husband and met the children. You are the driver.
Right.
Josh is working because he is not really a surgeon doing surgery along the way, even though I was thinking it could you know, he could be a locum tenens, and that could have happened. He could just be traveling around doing surgery because he's like this brilliant guy, and he's
very
that
robotic
hunky,
kind of, you know, that robotic thing where you got right.
Yeah, he's very hunky, by the way, and he's very nice, and I love I love Caleb and Sophie. The kids are just the nicest, most well-behaved children. And Caleb did take photos using my cell phone, and I was so proud of him because they were absolutely perfect. Probably better than the ones I take. Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, I have to wear glasses. He doesn't. He's got a child's eye, and he got it perfect every time. Bless him. And I love those kids. So I saw how you were traveling. So my question is, getting edits done has to be in either before the event when you're not on the road or after the event, and then it gets kind of late because if an event lasts an hour to an hour and a half or 2 hours, depending upon travel, that puts you back in your wherever you're staying kind of late. So you're in between editing. Isn't it hard to do that when you're on the road?
You've got it. I mean, you just described.
Yeah. Did you do this last time, too?
I did. For Ruin Falls, even more so, because Ruin Falls was in much more, how shall we say, fractured shape when I handed it in. But the difference between this year and last year is that last year we had 7 months. And so a lot of that was due, you know, my pub date was earlier. So a lot of that, you know, led to some inefficiency. So we were actually driving much more than we are this time because we kind of went from New York to Boston and out to Minnesota and then back to New York City and then out to California. Whatever. It was a big spaghetti pot of routes. But we have less time on the road now, and so it's having to get much more condensed. And exactly what you said, I could not edit after an event. It's just too late. I'm just too kind of, you know, sort of not even exhausted, but just sort of everything is out of me. I wouldn't be able to turn my attention. So I edit in the mornings, and, you know, I try to catch. It could be I was in a closet in Delray Beach. It was a small little louvered door closet, but I could shut the door, not hear too much stuff, and I sat in that closet, and I did my editing.
Jeez. I have to tell our listeners, and if you want to call in and say hi to Jenny, please do. It's 347-633-9609. I love hearing from everybody who's called in before. Don't think that you can't call in again. And if you're new to Jenny's tour at Author on the Road, call in and say hello. She loves hearing from everybody. I have to say, if you have the opportunity to see Jenny at one of her stops, her talks are always different. And they're always interesting. She has something new to say, and it always depends on the crowd she's in front of. And she's enthusiastic and has a ton of energy. Here is this little powerhouse package. I'm not that tall. I'm less than 5'4", and you can see the pictures of Jenny, who's a little tiny thing, and the hunky husband is really a big guy, and the kids are going to pass her pretty soon. But Jenny is so motivated, and she is not afraid and not embarrassed and is so honest when people ask her questions, even the craziest, most personal questions. It makes everybody feel good about it. And honestly, the ladies that were in Sanibel did not want to leave. As a matter of fact, Jenny went back to sign the books that they had in the store, and the ladies, the librarian, still came over and talked to her and didn't want to go. And then other people floated into the store and wanted to talk. And finally, I knew Jenny was going to be there for another hour signing books and talking to people. So if you have a chance to go to see her at the Book Lady, to go to McIntyre's, or to go to Sisters in Crime in Raleigh, or absolutely to go to Thriller Fest, which is an event you will not believe how great it is, by all means go. Just to see Jenny
here.
In action. Yeah, tons of fun.
Well, no, I was going to say Thriller Fest, here.
Well, Thriller Fest is a ton of fun. But if you don't get to see anybody else, I'm assuming you're on a panel this year. And although I haven't looked at everything because, you know, there's so many different panels going on. go and see Jenny at one of these stops. You can go to her ruin, go to her page. You'll see the Ruin Falls, Over the Falls book tour is what it's called. And you can also look on Authors on the Air or on my personal page on Facebook. And I always try to post the photos of what's happening on Jenny's. By the time you're finished, I will have had the largest photo album known to man on just one author. People will think I'm a stalker, but I am keeping up with all your photos. As much
I love
as
it.
Much
I love
as
it.
Stand, you know, I'll be putting together this giant photo album for you for all of your. But there is one for Sanibel specifically. So anybody who wants to see that, by all means, go. Jenny, thank you so much for being
thank
with
you.
Me to this morning. Next Tuesday, we probably won't be talking because that
right.
is the beginning of Thriller Fest. We probably will be talking from Thriller Fest if both of us can coordinate our schedules. But if not,
mm-hmm.
we'll pick up the following week and get back together. The only next Tuesday we will not. If nothing else, I'll blog and let you know what's happening. In the meantime, hello to your family. I feel like you guys are now my family on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And have fun on your trip out of Florida and to Savannah and North Carolina, wonderful places to go. And,
we'll have fun, but we miss you, Pam.
Thank you. And I miss you, too. I miss the kids. They're just so adorable. Beautiful children. Very well behaved. And they're just gorgeous. So, you know, I can't decide who they look more like, but they definitely look like both of you. You could tell that those are Milchman children or Milchman, you know.
Frank children,
yeah, absolutely. So thank you for being on the air with me today, Jenny. Have a safe trip, and I'll see you in a week. Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Jenny. Thank you. And tomorrow we're speaking to author James Graham. He has written a book about the Kennedys' love of sailing and how important that was to their lives. The book is called Victoria, the Kennedys. Please join me. I'm giving away books tomorrow. And then on Thursday, my every other month lashing from the wonderful Russell Blake, who's coming on. We're going to talk about a couple things, the state of reading in the country these days, and we're going to talk about what you're doing wrong if you're an indie author. And then he's going to tell you what to do that's right. As you know, he's such a shy and retiring fellow, so I'm really anxious to talk to him. In the meantime, I wish you a happy Tuesday. Keep in touch with all the shows that are on the network, and I'll see you tomorrow. And thank you, Mom and Dad. Goodbye, everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.